I do have a few thoughts for this evening based on that second lesson. I'm not deliberately steering clear of the first lesson. It's pretty harsh, but then most of Jeremiah is. But there's something within that second lesson that also resonates with what we heard this morning, those of us who listened to Kevin preach at our 10 a.m. gathering. We hear the same story that Kevin preached from. Only we hear it this evening from Matthew, and this morning we heard it from Mark. And I would encourage you to go and listen to the sermon on the St. John the Divine website if you have the opportunity. This isn't going to go anything like as deep or as broad as Kevin managed this morning. But I can't really get away from the theme of call in this reading that we have from Matthew this evening. The version we had, the Markan version, is much sparser. But the theme is still the same. Jesus says, follow me, and they get up and follow him. They go, leaving behind everything. It's a dramatic and it's a powerful story, which leaves me wondering, firstly, why don't we get that kind of calling? I mean, I know Jesus isn't around when we're fishing in Langford Lakes or anything like that, but we could get something equivalent. Like St. Paul, whose feast day is tomorrow, or the conversion of St. Paul's feast day is tomorrow. A voice from the sky would be good. I mean, I'm not into the being blinded and the falling off a horse, but the whole idea of the voice, I can go with. Oh, and as a sidebar, there's nothing in the scriptural text that says that St. Paul was on a horse. That's just artistic license that came later. But then I realize maybe we do get a call that's as clear as that. If we believe that Christ is all in all, that Christ is found in all people as children of the divine, and within the vibrant life of all creation, then the voice, the call of the divine is found everywhere. Christ is found in the members of this community of St. John's, in our downtown, in the unhoused and the unloved, the unlistened to. Christ is found in the wonder and the grandeur of the mountains, in the waters around our island, in our lakes and rivers and streams and watersheds, in the friend and adversary, even in the denizens of our garden, and those who we would rather not connect with. So my first point, and this is following the challenge that Kevin threw out this morning in the sermon circle that followed, or Sunday circle that followed, is the challenge of a typical three-point Anglican sermon, all beginning with the same letter, all 3 points beginning with the same letter. So our first is listening. Are we listening to the call of the divine? And the next question, this is perhaps even more important, is what is that calling and where do we find it? We often only use the language of calling when we relate to those in spiritual leadership, clergy. My favorite question at a party once was, so when were you called to the cloth? Called to the cloth? I've no idea. But I could probably talk about when I felt led to my ministry of priestly ordination. But we are all called. We are all called to be, as Kevin said this morning, our best and deepest self. For those of us following the way of Christ, that is found in following, in seeking Christ in all things. Responding with love, grace, wisdom, justice, welcome, inclusion. In standing with those whose voices are ignored or silenced. In working for justice. In seeing the work of Christ in the care of creation. And the stand against the destruction of our planet. Our calling is located at the heart of our everyday living. We aren't necessarily called to go or even to do, but to be where we are, rooted in the place where God has planted us, stewarding this place, creating connection and community, offering grace. That is where our calling is, and speaks to my second point that begins with L, which is location. That is the location of our calling. And lastly, I'm always astounded by the throwaway line, they left everything and followed. What? The nets? The business? Their family? I don't know about you, but if I have to go away for anything longer than a few hours, I try and pack nearly everything I own into a suitcase. Remember those days when we could travel further than the grocery store? They were good days. To go anywhere, I would be sitting on top of my bag trying to get the zipper done up, because all of my security was going with me, thank you very much. And that was when I knew, or at least hoped, I was coming home again. And so we come to my third and final point, leaving behind. Yes, three-point sermon with three tenuously linked, same lettered points. I'm so angry. Anyway, the actual point is that in order to hear, respond, and act to the calling of Christ, there may be stuff we need to leave behind. Some of the things in which we might find our security, the things we cling to which might not actually be good for us, which distract us from focusing on what we should be focusing on. It'll be different for all of us. It might be the stuff we fill our lives with. It might be our attitudes. It might be our prejudices or carelessness. If we are to respond to this call to follow, then it will indeed uproot us and transform us and lead us into new ways of seeing and being that we might be rooted where we should be. Let us heed the call and respond to the voice, however, wherever, whenever, and in whomever it might come. Thanks be to God.